Good evening, my friends. Good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whale, and very excited to have you with us here tonight. As always, it's Wednesday, May 30th, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. So midweek, right? Very, very exciting as always, and we got a fun show lined up for you here this evening. A lot of stuff going on in the world as well. News-wise, it's been, you know, just nonstop, one thing after the other after the other. Various things we've talked about have certainly expanded. Other areas of interest and intrigue have opened up more and more solidly, I think, driving home the concept that this is just a bizarre time, much like we discussed last night. Welcome to all of you who are joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. Now, at republicbroadcasting.org, lots of great ways you can help to continue this broadcast and this network. What you can do, of course, make purchases through the RBN bookstore of, obviously, books. And then we also have CDs, various shows, and there are also some DVDs, things like that. Lots of fun stuff. I think you can also do other things. Maybe purchase some bumper stickers and pass those out. Lots of different things you can do to help. And, of course, you get something out of all that. You also would get something out of making your gold and silver purchases through Republic Trading Group. So all things that you can do to help with the network. Now, if there's other things that you'd like to do, you can donate. You can sponsor time on the program. You can sponsor, certainly, hours on shortwave. There's lots of great things you can do to help out. It's just a matter of whether or not it's something that you are able to do or whatnot, or that you'd like to do. Because certainly all of us out here at Republic Broadcasting, and I don't like to speak for everybody, but I certainly like to speak for myself. We do what we do because it's important. Not because it's necessarily important to us, but because the agenda, the overall purpose of why we do what we do is important to us individually, and presumably important to you as well. Otherwise, why would you be listening? I mean, I know it's entertaining, I know it's fun, and I know it's action-packed, and it's interesting, and certainly interactive. But at the same time, it's also it's poignant. You know what I mean? I spent a lot of time in radio. A little congested tonight. I don't exactly know why. It's very humid here in Northwest Arkansas. I had some rain in the forecast pretty much every day for the last 10 days or so, and looks like it's going to go through most of the week. But, you know, not a whole lot of rain, just periodic rain, but enough to certainly be very, very humid. But anyway, I'm just apologizing for if I sound a little congested here. But getting on with what I was saying, you know, I've been in radio now for 14 years, which, you know, it's a pretty good amount of time considering I'm 32. And in that time, I've done all sorts of different kinds of radio, and I've done radio that I feel was productive, radio that I feel was interesting, radio I feel was absolutely pointless. But at the same time, certainly with my sort of awareness, and this ties in again with what we talked about last night, as I sort of woke up to these things, I realized I wanted to learn more. And I used the show for a long time. It's just simply my selfish pursuit of knowledge. I was very, very pleased to discover that a lot of the listeners wanted to learn more things too, and we kind of went along that journey together. And it's been very fun and very interesting and entertaining, and a lot of you guys out there know far more than I do, and I like that. Now, maybe you don't. Maybe you want somebody that's going to sit there and, you know, lecture you from the podium like in a classroom and tell you what you should and shouldn't think, what you should and shouldn't know, and do some homework and turn in your test you know, by 3 p.m. I'm not like that. I like to learn with you guys and learn from you guys, as well as hopefully bring people on the show that are worth listening to and that we can all learn some stuff from. And it's just it's a big, long process, my friends, but it's something that you can do something about and you can certainly help with, because none of us are in this to make money. We're simply in this to continue the operation. So do what you can to spread the word about Republic Broadcasting Network. Do what you can to support Republic Broadcasting Network. And the number for the office there, if you need to get a hold of management and make a donation, is 800-724-2719. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ladies and gentlemen, glad to have you with us here tonight. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. So, when we left off, I was just talking about, you know, obviously why we do what we do and why we care. But again, mostly just speaking for myself here. I just, I feel obliged to fight for and stand up for what I believe in. Even when, you know, some people would say it's a lost cause, or some people said, you know, it's an easy cause or whatever the case may be. I mean, I have to go where I'm led, just like you do with you and your guidance, however it is that you're being led. But the main thing is, and maybe this comes from having a sports background, as I do. For those who don't know, I played ice hockey for a long time, and it certainly took a beating physically. And I feel older than I am sometimes, but. What I'm getting at is that, you know, to put it in a sports analogy, if I had been sitting in the locker room and the coach came in and said, well, guys, guess what? Half the team didn't show up. The other half of the team is, you know, drunk or whatever and just not fit to play. I think we should just forfeit the game. I'd say, hey, you know, I'm going out there regardless. That's just how I always played. Even if all the odds are stacked against me, even if I've been told it's a doomed cause, it's something that we're destined to lose and there's no point in even making the effort, I still would make the effort. Part of that is because I'm incredibly stubborn. Part of that is because I'm competitive. And part of that is because I'm an idiot. But that's okay. I don't mind. I don't mind being that way. I like being that way. I like being willing to fight just because it's the right thing to do, even if we're not destined to win. That's the difference, though, of course, is that we are destined to win, as we talked about yesterday in Scripture and in prophecy. I mean, we win. It's easily done. You couldn't have more incentive to go out and try. You know what I mean? To expand the analogy. Coach walks into the locker room and said, hey, half the team is missing. The other half's drunk. I think we should just forfeit the game. But, he'll say, if you do go out there, you're going to win. Regardless, even with less people, I can guarantee you that with 100% certainty, you've won the game. How much more likely would people be willing to go out there and compete in that type of scenario, knowing full well that success, victory is guaranteed? Just seems like a no-brainer to me. But then again, that's just how I am. So it is what it is. I think it's important to have hope. It's also important to understand that we are a society that's geared towards instant gratification. Nothing's going to be instantaneous about us being able to do what we do. I think for the most part, what we can do is continue to, as we mentioned last night, continue to educate ourselves, continue to be available for people, and continue to hold the line. At the very least, hold the line. Make sure it doesn't get any worse. Because all of us have families, families who came before us and probably families who will continue on after us. As a result of that, should we not do everything we can to make it a at least not a worse place? I think we should. That's just my thoughts on it. But anyway, so in regards to radio and all that stuff, I get a real joy out of hearing from you guys, not just on the air, but occasionally from people off the air as well. Now, some people want to talk on the phone. Some people send emails. Some people send letters or other forms of correspondence. I get faxes on occasion as well. And I like that. I really do. The only thing that kind of I think is, you know, I shake my head at is when people would contact me off the show to complain about something. And I'm like, there's an 800 number there. Why don't you take it to everybody? I say, oh, I couldn't do that. Why not? Fair is fair, right? I mean, I get to respond on the air. Should you not get to complain on the air? Yeah, you know, some people just don't want to. And I understand that. That's completely fine. But the thing that I really enjoy is when I hear from somebody who doesn't maybe want to call in, but wants to let me know that they're out there. That's a real pleasure for me. And I got a letter recently, and I'm not going to read it because it's not for you. It's for me. But it was a really fantastic letter, and I enjoyed it. And the gal who sent it, Kelly is her name, in Michigan. If you're listening, I want you to know I received your artwork that you sent me, and I very, very much enjoyed it. It's just absolutely beautiful. I like to do art myself. It's one of my passions. It's some, you know, a long time ago, many moons, I actually contemplated a career in that sort of thing, doing like comic book art. But then I realized that I was going to have to be subservient to somebody telling me what I had to draw and when I had to draw it by, you know, deadlines and things like that. That takes a lot of the fun out of what you do for a living. So I wanted to keep it as a passion instead of making it a job and therefore not necessarily fun. A lot of people, of course, want to do things that are fun for their jobs. And if you can do it, that's great. You have to have something that's rewarding for you. And taking something that's a joy and structuring it in a corporate mentality, not so much fun, I would say. So I kind of do the art thing for me just as a, well, it's like music for me at this point and sports and any sort of physical activity. It's all ways to relieve stress from my job, which is, of course, the program, the show. It's what I do, and as you know that, it's a full-time gig, and I certainly I enjoy it because it is rewarding to me on so many levels. But at the same time, I also have to have time to do things I enjoy purely for selfish reasons because it helps balance me out as a person. And I think that's kind of what I'm getting at here in this long, drawn-out explanation is that we have to have things like that, folks. Everybody does. There are people out there who listen to the show, and people out there who listen to shows nonstop every day, rarely taking time to sleep. Maybe it's their window into the outside world, in which case, happy to paint verbal pictures for you of what my world looks like on a regular basis, telling you, you know, about what the situation is here, weather, and different things like that, studio, what it looks like, and how crazy it can be. But But I think it's important, and that's why I bring this up, not just to thank Kelly for the artwork she sent, which is just beautiful, but also to highlight a very important point, and that is that in the midst of all this, you know, there's a lot of talk about people who are upset with things, why things are the way they are, and why they might go down the road that we all hope they don't go down, although they appear to be going down that just the same. There are things in this life that we love. There are great joys to be had. There are great experiences to share with other people. And there are things that you like to do that nobody else likes to do. There are things that you like to do that people who are close to you just shake their head and say, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And like I, you know, used a silly example, I guess, on Friday's show. I said, just get a coloring book and just color some pictures. Something that's silly. Something that people would say is a complete and total waste of time. Something that's childish, immature, pointless, and unnecessary, and just ridiculous and stupid and whatnot. But guess what? Maybe it's something that you enjoy. So what? Do it. You have to have a balance of understanding what is worth fighting for in this life. Nobody would be upset with the way things are going if we didn't like some things about our lives, and we didn't like some things about our country, and we didn't like some things about the way things are. Granted, looking at it, certainly it's easy to pick apart the bad things. I've done jobs in the service industry, and one of those things is people will say most patrons of a business are more likely to complain than they are to maybe demand to speak to a manager to say, you got a good bunch of people working here. Most people are more likely to take their busy schedule to point out something negative than they are to, you know, do something positive. For example, you're not like, well, I'm in a real hurry here, but I want to make it a point to stand in line and talk to the manager on their schedule, on their time, to let them know that business was very professional and enjoyable experience for me. Most people don't do that. Yes, you have comment cards and things like that, the restaurants and whatnot, but at the same time, people are most likely to comment negatively than they are positively, because it's very easy to look at something and see what's wrong with it. And a lot of times we're geared that way. We're wired up that way because we want to fix things, or because, you take a look at something for potential dangers. If you see a swimming pool of beautiful blue water on a very, very hot day, looks cool and inviting, and maybe there's a piranha swimming around in there, you're not going to say, well, gosh, that pool looks great, I'm going to jump right in there. You're going to say, you know what, 99% of this scenario is phenomenal, but that 1%, that little, you know, flesh-eating piranha swimming around in there, yeah, kind of takes the fun right out of it. So it's understandable, it is, that we view things that way. But it's also important to understand that we wouldn't be upset if we didn't care. Wouldn't be upset if there weren't things worth preserving, worth hanging on to, worth enjoying about this life. So I just highlight this because I think that when, you know, Kelly sent me the artwork that she'd done, it's just beautiful. I mean, I really, really appreciated that. It's very sweet of her to think of me, just like so many of you have contacted me and whatnot. I just think that it's important to balance yourself out, to find what it is that is worth caring about in this life, even if it's something that's just for you. It's okay. Okay, it's okay to take a portion of your time and your efforts and your life and leave it just for you, you know, do something you enjoy. It's just one of those things. I don't know. That's how I feel about it anyway. So we got a very, very exciting show tonight. Joining us in about 10 minutes is one of our good friends and sponsors, of course, the folks down at Howard Creek Resort. They'll be chatting with us for a little bit. We'll talk about the different things they've got going on, what's coming up, and what you can expect when you plan a vacation at Howard Creek Resort. Very exciting. And then also, we have the authors of the book Dress to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. And that would be Sydney Ross Singer and Roma Griesmeyer. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I guess we'll find out. Anyway, it's a really, really fantastic book. And, of course, suggested by one of you out there. It was even suggested on the air. And, of course, you may recall, perhaps with some satisfaction, that I laughed about that and said, that's silly. Well, of course, I didn't have the book in front of me, and now I do, so I feel a little differently about it. I don't think it's so silly anymore. I think there's definitely some issues worth exploring and worth talking about publicly. And given the fact that these folks have had some real hard times getting their message out there, I think you're going to be very entertained as well. So it's an action-packed program. We'll squeeze in some calls here in the next segment, and then we'll get on to our guests. Stay with us, folks. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners! If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen, and our special guests will be joining us here in just a few minutes, so I thought I'd squeeze in a call or two. Our phone number, of course, to dial into the program, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Joe in Idaho. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Frank.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. Pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah, I just thought I'd chime in. I don't chime in very often anymore, but it doesn't mean I'm not out here listening.
Wonderful.
Hey, I was kind of curious if you'd covered this Cindy Sheehan dropping out of the out of sight here.
Out of the anti-war movement, and then, of course, jumping right back in from what I hear. Not a whole lot, honestly, because I've never viewed Cindy Sheehan as really effective. The war's still going on, right? So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just curious because, you know, I look at it this way. I've been reading articles, you know, she was an attention whore, you know, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I might ask the question, okay, if you're going to protest a war, or whatever it is you got to do. I thought the point was to get attention.
Very good point, and and I would agree with that, absolutely.
You know, I was just kind of fishing around here this evening. I read the article the day before yesterday, and just sitting here thinking about it, you know, I don't know what she's done. You know, I wish that people would dig into a politician's background as much as they've dug into Cindy Sheehan's background.
Well,
you
it's
know.
Easier to find stuff on her.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, if we had conducted investigations as thoroughly as you know, the neocons have done on Cindy Sheehan, perhaps we wouldn't have some of the politicians that we have in place today, or maybe we would.
No, I think you're exactly right. The problem is, and being a member of the media for as long as I have, I've seen this many, many times. You have too, I'm sure. But certainly in conjunction with even dealing with, you know, mainstream media locally and whatnot, and talking to people and talking to radio hosts who do, you know, more commercial-style stuff on much bigger, you know, shows than this one.
Right.
And I've talked to them, and I'm like, how come you haven't taken a tougher stance on this, or why haven't you, you know, really taken this person to the task? And they'll say, you have to understand what it's like. If we as a representative of the entire organization do something to tick off a particular candidate or a particular, you know, party, if you will, it severely limits or, you know, the amount of access to a particular candidate. And if that candidate
right.
continues on, I mean, if you go out there and you just blast, I don't know, let's say Tommy Thompson, right?
Right.
And he ends up astoundingly defying all logic and actually getting the Republican Party nomination and actually makes it into the White House. What are the chances that you're going to ever be able to talk to him again? Slim to none. So, you know, I think that's part of it, is that the media certainly views things as, you know, what will be the backlash against me? Of course, not viewing themselves as really the... you know, the purveyors of the truth for the people, answerable to the people. They're answerable to influence and money, and that's a real tragedy.
Well, that's the thing. You know, I kind of feel sorry for her. You know, I don't know if she's jumped back in or not, but you know, to me it doesn't make any difference. Like I asked, you know, the point was, I thought, to attract attention to, you know, this particular subject, you know, anti-war, you know, this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And I've read everything from, you know, her financial affairs, her marital affairs, you know, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I just think it's sad that, you know, okay, you know, we all read the Bible. We're all good Christians. We're this, we're that. And as soon as somebody starts to make a change, or, you know, let's say she worked at the house of ill repute. Who cares?
I agree.
Who cares? Well, you know, how many times have you heard recently somebody talking about Rosie O'Donnell? Well, Rosie O'Donnell's this, and she's that, and she's this, and she's that. But she sees 911, and that's a good thing. You know, all of a sudden, Rosie's a good person.
Yes.
You know, but we can't find that in the Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah, that's very interesting you bring that up, Joe, because I think that, you know, I was kind of talking about that last night. And I said people need to understand that you know, when you put people up on pedestals,
right.
it's not without conditions. And I mentioned about Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I think he's fine with playing his role. You know, I think he's happy with it. He's certainly well paid. But there was a time about a year or two ago when, you may recall, he started asking some questions, saying, what is this? This is not Republican Party politics. This is not Republican Party values. We're not for bigger government. We're for smaller government. And then, of course, he disappeared. And there were some drug issues, and he came back after his 30-day house rehab, and he was a changed man. He was a party man again. He was toeing the line. So, you know, Rush Limbaugh, he couldn't be out there and endorse a Libertarian or a Democrat or any third-party candidate, and he couldn't even endorse a Republican that wasn't approved of, presumably, by everybody else. So he's, you know, I feel sorry for people like that, but you're right. It's the same circumstances. And when we have guests on the show, you know, I feel it important to point out to people, I don't agree with everything everybody says, but I don't need to. I'm not required to agree with everybody. If that were the case, it'd be a slim guest list. In fact, it'd be a guest list of zero. I disagree with everybody on something. That doesn't mean that the people in total are bad. And it doesn't mean that you can go ahead and make apologies for everybody for everything, but it does mean that you can take people and take them as they find them or don't, and really just leave it at that. But, hey, let me ask you to hang on a second here. We'll wrap up with you, and then we'll go to our guests.
All right.
Folks, stay with us. Back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it is. I'm your host, Frank Will, and our caller joining us here, Joe in Idaho. Joe, you were just commenting about Cindy Sheehan, and I assume you're saying it's unfair that people are calling her a media whore when in actuality she's trying to draw attention to the cause, and I concur with you. The only problem I have with people, and certainly did leading up to the war in Iraq, was the celebrities who came out and told people, you know, think this or hate this or feel this way. Because, again, I think they might be moderately unqualified to do so. Cindy Sheehan, I think, to draw attention to the anti-war movement, I see nothing wrong with that. Like you said, it's an effective marketing strategy. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah, well, I think it's a matter of, you know, somebody has got to lead the way at some level, you know, from some direction. You know, obviously she's coming from a loss of a son, okay?
Sure.
And, you know, it could have just as well been anybody else. But it's beyond me, the media coverage that she's gotten for as far as trashing her, you know.
Yeah.
If they want to call her an attention whore, okay, mm-hmm. I could think of a line of whores that would make, you know, media whores, perhaps some political whores. You know, there's a lot more whores to join Cindy Sheehan out there. So,
right on. You're absolutely right.
So let's not just focus on one person here. Well, but I just think it's a shame because You know, Frank, you and I could be considered to be, I don't know, what, attention whores. Yeah, I want to get everybody's attention. Hey, man, look what's going on with this sure. country. You know, this sure. kind of thing. So, you know, as far as that goes, you know, fine, throw me in with Cindy Sheehan. You know, I'll just take the blows with her there. But, you know, it's the idea of everything that I've read, you know, about her financial affairs, her family affairs, her marital mm-hmm. affairs, everything. All this has been, you know, like, oh, wow, look at this. And, oh, she's been married two times. She had some kids from the first marriage and kids from the second marriage, and she abandoned those. Well, I'll tell you what, there's probably a lineup of at least a quarter of a million people mm-hmm. out there could jump right in there with her, and they're the ones throwing the stones, if you understand what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well said, Joe, and I appreciate the call. I wish we had more time.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, we'll catch you some other time, Frank.
Yeah,
I just
yeah.
thought I'd throw that in here today.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you did, my friend. Well said, brother. Thanks for the call. I agree with Joe. I think he's right on point here. You know, it's just like as we talked about last night. You know, and again, I express some sympathy for people like Rush Limbaugh who have painted themselves into a corner. Granted, at least for him, he sold out for a lot of money. I mean, he's well compensated. But at the same time, it's so much easier for people to sit on the sidelines and point fingers and criticize. Oh, you're not doing this very well, or you're not doing this enough, or you're doing that too much, whatever it is. And my question is that look at the criticism out there. You know, what else is everybody else doing? I think that we are in a society that spends too much time pointing fingers at each other and not enough time upon self-examination, but that's just my thought on it. Folks, we're very, very privileged to be able to do what we do here with this show. And we're very privileged and blessed to have people like our guest this evening, who is a sponsor of this particular hour. Of course, we're talking about Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area. And, of course, it's strategically located between lots of fun things, such as, of course, the peace and quiet of Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas, and the tourist trappings of Branson, Missouri, which is also very, very much fun as well. It's a great place, perfect place to plan your family reunion, some sort of get-together, or just to get away from your day-to-day activities, get out of your state, you know, get out of your town and just go somewhere else and enjoy being somewhere else, being somewhere different. It's something I do periodically, which is just get out of town because it's, you know, just different scenery, different things. It's exciting and it's living life instead of just existing, and that's something I prefer to do. Howard Creek Resort can help you in your own little journey in that regard. Visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com, or you can call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. We have with us Vicki from Howard Creek Resort. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How have you been?
Oh, great. The first big weekend of the summer.
Oh, I know. Memorial Day weekend, right? It's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, we were full.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful news. It's obviously, it's been so crazy around here. And when I say around here, I mean, of course, the entire United States of America. I feel like I can say that. But, you know, it's been crazy with the gas prices and everything else. And there was so much talk about, you know, Memorial Day, you know, gasoline prices are going to go up as summer driving season starts. And, of course, hurricane season starts, what, tomorrow? So, you know, we've got so many different things going on that, you know, a lot of people are kind of up in the air with their plans. And certainly people like you guys out there run an incredible business in an incredible location, offering incredible amenities for people who want to get out of the city or just change their location for a brief period of time. And it was such a wonderful surprise, unexpected in my mind, to see, you know, various politicians start threatening about price gouging suits. And guess what? The price of gas went down. Amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. It was a good thing for all of us to be able to do that. And I don't know. I mean, most people, you know, probably already had their plans set in stone, but it's wonderful to know that people are still getting out there to see you guys.
Yeah. I hope it keeps going down. And I want everybody to know that for some reason, it must be the gas, that my June is pretty quiet, so I've got space.
Yeah,
July
there
is
you go.
Busy.
July is busy, but June is not.
Yeah,
that's bizarre.
And oh, the water gets up to 80 degrees by the end of June.
Hmm,
it's real nice.
That sounds really nice. That's like a bath.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, it's very exciting, and I was talking to Paul just the other day, and I'm still planning on coming out there. I'd like to do a show from out there, but I guess it would have to be like a Friday evening show or something like that. But, you know, it's something we'll have to talk about, but certainly it just, you know, I've been in the area. I've never been to your resort in particular, but I've been in the area. Just so beautiful and so calming. And that's really the beauty about this state. And one of the things I love, and of course, we have so many natural parks and, national parks. And I just love getting away. I love doing something like that. I love being outside. I have to sort of balance my sanity between the busyness of living in a city, although this is a smaller one, with being out there and certainly just being outside, you know?
Yeah, I got out of here Saturday afternoon. All the guests were all busy, and I went down to the end of the dock and sat with a group of guests that were here and watched the kids play.
That's nice.
Sit in the sun. It was great.
it was good weather, too, which was also a nice surprise.
It stayed pretty good.
Yeah, because it's been crazy. I don't know what it's been like out there, but we've had, you know, off and on rain probably for 10 days straight.
Yeah.
With the exception of, I think, maybe Saturday or Sunday. So it was nice. It was real nice. And I'm glad for that. Obviously, you guys have a lot of busyness, I'm sure, for what, 4th of July and just all of July, I guess.
Well, that's another thing. People haven't made hardly, I think we've got one reservation for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the month is just packed.
Wow.
And now it's getting late enough that they figure, well, they won't have any space.
Yeah, they'll say, oh, it's too late. Yeah.
Everybody, I got space.
There you go. Okay. Well, that's wonderful news. Now, the 4th of July falls on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
This year, which is bizarre. I don't know. I mean, obviously, the 4th falls when it falls, but I don't know. I guess I didn't expect it to fall on a Wednesday, which is kind of strange. But nevertheless, I mean, you know, people, for the most part, are going to have the day off. It's 4th of July. So as a result of that, you know, they can make a quick trip out there to visit you guys and spend the night. What sort of activities happen at Howard Creek Resort for the 4th of July, or what happens in the area?
Oh, on the 4th, it's a really big fireworks display.
Is it?
Yeah, there's the state park right next to the dam.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot the fireworks off above the dam. You can pull your boat up. There's like 400 boats.
Oh, wow.
That pull up in front of the dam. And so there's all these people on the shore and all these people in boats and all the sparkly, twinkly lights from the boats and the fireworks. And it lasts till about 10:30.
Wow.
And everybody turns around then and putters back to their resorts.
Yeah. Well, that's so great. I mean, I've been to a fireworks display once, and it was on the Niagara River up in New York. And it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. But, I mean, yeah, I can't even imagine how pretty it would be in a lake, which obviously is still water as opposed to a river, which is moving. But, yeah, just really enhance the whole experience. And I've never been on a boat for a fireworks display. That just opens up your vistas a little bit by having reflective surface around you. That's amazing.
Yeah, and it's darker out in the middle away from any lights.
Well, yeah, and just that area as well, because it is, you know, you guys are kind of tucked away there, and it's nice. It's not big city area, and you don't have a lot of ambient light to screw up the view of the stars or of the fireworks as well. So that's nice. That's very exciting. Now, that fireworks display has been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
I'm sure it's been over 30 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Because for the last 30 years, the man who owns the Bull Shoals Lake Boat Dock.
Mm-hmm.
That's been his baby.
Oh.
And he's been doing a lot of work on that for 30 years. And
that's wonderful.
He just passed away a couple weeks ago.
Oh, no.
So that's what everybody's talking about, is what can we do to celebrate his life? And one of his sons said, well, you know, you can always get more fireworks.
Yeah, keep doing the fireworks display, sure. I mean,
the family's going to keep doing it.
That's great. Well, it sounds like it was such a passion for him, and that's a good way to memorialize him as well, you know? Well, that's a great thing, Vicki.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. One of the things that, and you guys are still exclusive for this, I've not found anybody else in the entire state in any of my travels, which has been, you know, fairly extensive, I guess, as far as around the state goes. I've not found one other place that has single-night rentals, but you guys do.
Oh.
don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not speaking out of turn.
No, I'm just shocked that you can't
It's very unusual. I mean, I was really shocked the first time because, you know, with my schedule, when I was doing mornings, okay, you know, Sunday is basically a work day for me because I got to get up so early, practically Sunday night, to do Monday morning. Well, then now doing nights, well, here you've got Friday night. I'm working till 3 a.m. Saturday, so Friday night is out too. So in the course of planning anything, to go somewhere, maybe go to a resort or a state park or something like that. If you want to rent a cabin, it's two nights. If you want to rent camping ground space, it's two nights.
Oh.
Yeah, everywhere. So it's always a wash. It's like, well, we can only use it for one night. But, it's either go or don't go. So it's a real pain in the butt, I got to admit to you. I don't like that. Now, especially if it's just going to be a quick trip, you certainly don't want to have to do that. But for people who are obviously coming from a distance to stay with you guys at Howard Creek Resort, they would probably want more than one night to be able to appreciate and enjoy all of the area and everything you guys have nearby as well, because it's certainly strategically located for a lot of fun, especially in the warmer mm-hmm. months. So that's a great thing. But, if somebody is maybe just passing through or something like that, the point is it's there as an option. And for maybe the middle of the week, you just get a quick time to get away for one day because you got a day off of work in the middle of the week. For the 4th of July, it's a perfect time to go up there and do something.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, this last weekend, we had a couple that they built their own sailboat.
Wow.
And put a motor on it, and they weren't using any sail.
Huh.
And it was so cute. It looked like something Humphrey Bogart would have been running around the Florida Keys in. It was just great.
Wow.
And they stayed for two nights and packed up, and then they were going to go up on the other side of Branson and stay mm-hmm. at Table Rock and try that lake.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they were real excited about this. They thought it was great. Our little area, the cove and Howard Creek end of the lake, is real quiet.
Oh, yeah. It's just such a beautiful area, all of that is. And there is so much that's really close by, and certainly it's just beautiful, all of the all of that area of the state, which is saying something, honestly, because there are parts of Arkansas that are just awash. You just don't want to even drive through them, let alone spend any time there. But you guys are in a beautiful, beautiful place there. And, it's interesting. I've just felt sort of bizarrely introspective today, and I was kind of talking at the beginning of the show about doing something for you. We spend so much time caring about all the problems out there in the world and wanting them to be better and wanting to fix them and wanting to do something and striving to put in some effort to make that happen, that we sometimes forget sort of what the whole point of it is, which is of course preserving the good things that we have and enjoying the things that make life worth fighting for, that make life worth preserving, that make our entire situation in our country and certainly all the things in our day-to-day lives worth hanging on to. And the only way you can really get back to that and appreciate it is sometimes taking a break from the fight and doing something enjoyable, just doing something for you. And the perfect way to do that, I think, is a little vacation. Everybody out there can relate to that. And I'm sure for a lot of people, maybe you've never been able to take a big vacation. I never have. I've been out of the country once on a vacation, and a lot of times for work or playing sports and things like that, going up to Canada and playing hockey. But at the same time, I love the little mini vacations. I love just taking a quick weekend trip somewhere because it does sort of it centers me, it refocuses me, and it sort of allows me to recharge my batteries, I guess.
Yeah, we try real hard to show all the guests that we're laid back, you can mm-hmm. relax and get out of your stress from working all the time.
Sure, sure. Well, that's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Well, we need to figure something out for June, certainly, because, I've talked to people. Everybody I've talked to who guests I've had on the show who live nearby, I mean, they're really excited to know about you guys and that you're out there. And then I've talked to other guests who say, I've passed by there so many times, I'm going to start stopping. So, this is an exciting time to start thinking about something, even if it is a quick trip, because obviously where you guys are located, you're very, very close to locations in multiple states. It's certainly just absolutely beautiful there and worth the trip for people to go and spend some time with some cool people such as yourselves. And then, of course, if you don't want to be sociable necessarily, it's nice because you got your own little cabin there.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with, the hotel thing with, you never know who's going to be on the other side of that wall, and what they're going to be doing and how late they're going to be doing it. So this is nice because you can be as sort of, you can be outdoors or indoors, but you do have like your own little castle while you're there to it's like your own little home without the neighbors that maybe you've come to despise. Maybe I'm letting out too much information on my neighbors. I don't know. No, but seriously, it's such a wonderful experience to be able to do these sorts of things. And like I said, I've never been there per se, but that will change here as the weather is nicer. And now the gas prices are going down. That's exciting too. But you know, it's just such a wonderful thing. And I've been in a lot of states, but I've never been to a state that has so many resorts. Arkansas has a lot, but you guys, like I said, really stand out because you're much more about quality rather than quantity. You don't care about, you know, packing in hundreds and hundreds of people on a regular basis. You care more about making sure everybody who's there is having a great time, and I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, that's our goal. We like to be around people and mm-hmm. talk and try not to offend anybody if we get too political.
Yeah? Does that come up a lot?
Now and then.
Yeah, I understand that. It's got to be weird, I guess, for you guys because of the business you're in. I mean, it's customer service, certainly, to a great extent. But at the same time, you know, you probably deal with a lot of people who don't know what you know.
Yeah.
How's that, usually?
Sometimes they just look at you and blink.
Yeah. But I imagine, you know, it's one of those situations, Vicki, where you talk to one person, kind of makes it all worthwhile, you know, when you see that fire kick up in them. Hang on a second if you don't mind. Folks, quick break. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here tonight. And, of course, as we conclude the first hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, we have to issue a big, big, big thank you to Vicki Swanson and of course, Paul down there at Howard Creek Resort. You guys have sponsored the show here now for, as long as I've been on, from what I recall. You guys have just been phenomenal to me and to Republic Broadcasting Network and to the listeners as well. So, folks, appreciate, respect, and support Vicki and Paul down at Howard Creek Resort because they are the ones who make this possible, and we appreciate you guys so much.
Well, thank you.
No, it's true. It's absolutely
true. We're just living where we want to be living.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. You know, it's interesting. My guest coming up, he's in Hawaii, and, you know, obviously we have to figure out the time difference there to set up the interview. And, of course, you know, he told me, he's like, well, it's a little humid here today, but I am in Hawaii, so I guess I don't have room to complain, which is true. And while we can be envious of that to a certain extent, I will say this, and like yourself, you know, I've been all over the place. I absolutely adore it here. This is just such a beautiful place to live, and the people are always fantastic, and it's always exciting to know that there are so many awake and aware people in the neighborhood, and it's great to know that you guys are out there, too.
Yeah, well, can I give a hello and a couple thank yous to
a few.
Hello to Connie in Calico Rock. She sent me an email and said, oh, everybody here in Calico Rock thinks I'm nuts, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then Jack in Flippin, thank you for America, Freedom to Fascism. He brought us
nice.
A CD.
That's great.
Yeah. And then a man who apparently doesn't want to be known sent us deception dollars and some information sheets.
That's wonderful.
And I'd never seen deception dollars before. I've heard about them for a few years. But it just showed up. It was great.
That is great. That's wonderful. Well, I want to, if you would, let's give out all of your information. Now, of course, you guys are located on the web at www.howardcreek.com. And the phone number is 877-253-7690. Why don't you give us your address in case somebody out there is saying, I've got something cool to send Vicki.
Okay, we're at 887 Howard Creek Road.
Easy to remember.
Yeah, in Midway, Arkansas, 72651.
Wonderful. And obviously, it's not too late to get your plans together for the 4th of July midweek celebration there in the area. It's certainly a great opportunity there at Bull Shoals Lake to do the boat thing on the water, in the lake, during the fireworks displays. We've been going on for a historic 30-plus years. That's incredible stuff. You guys have your own dock, right?
Yep.
And it's a pretty sizable one. Now, you guys also have, do you have boats you can rent?
Yeah, our pontoon is not rented for the 4th of July if you want to go out and watch the fireworks.
Oh, there you go. That is going to go quick, I imagine.
Yeah. And then we have the little, they're 16-foot fiberglass fishing boat. And you get one free with your cabin.
Nice.
If you want a motor on it. You got to pay extra.
Yes.
And pay for your own gas.
Yes.
But we'll give you oars if you want to just look around.
Get a workout in.
Yeah.
And we should with the fine weather. You know, the other thing, too, and you mentioned about the lake and everything, and if I can get you to hang on, too, Vicki, that would be great.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had a couple of years of some pretty dry weather here in Arkansas, and obviously this year we've had a good amount of rain. So, you know, the lake's, it's a good time to be on the lake. But come August, September, yeah, it might be down a little bit more. I mean, I don't know. But right now, perfect, perfect time for that sort of thing. Hang on, folks. We're back here in about 90 seconds with more Frankly Speaking Radio and, of course, Vicki from Howard Creek Resort. Stay with us.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.